is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron, here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Mark, you know, it's an exciting day. We got Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffs, joining us right now. It's always an exciting day, signing day, getting to see different names and things like that. I'm telling you, and I said this at the beginning of the show, I look at the name, I look at the position, I look at where they're from, maybe the stars next to him, and that's about as much as I know. That's as much as I know, Mark.
You might know even more than I do then. You know, hey, by the way, I was just thinking about this just a moment ago. After you guys called and we connected, I'm sitting here kind of rolling through X or Twitter right now. Somebody needs to explain something to me about the college athletic world right now.
Mm.
I can't tell you how many times, and this does not, what I'm about to say is not demeaning or disrespectful to anybody, but why does every single person that decides to go in the transfer decide to make a big social media blitz about it?
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is I can't tell you how many times that guys have jumped into the portal and I think to myself, I have no idea who that is.
I didn't even
know that guy was on the team. I had no idea. But yet, you know, they're thanking God, and by the way, here's my second thought on this too. How come every guy, if you read their deal when they jump in the portal, they talk as if the place they're leaving is the greatest spot in the history of mankind, which makes me wonder, why are you leaving? It was amazing. It was stunning. I grew so much. The coaches are fantastic. The city's great. Oh, by the way, I'm leaving. Why are you leaving? You should have said it's fantastic. I don't understand anything that goes on with the social media stuff and the transfer.
No, Martin, the key word, you missed this one. The key word is everything's great, everything. We love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. That being said, that's the one that I see all the time. That being said.
It was the greatest experience of my entire life. That being said, I'm leaving. But half the guys, I don't know who they are. And, you know, it really has, we've jumped the shark in this thing when walk-ons are starting to announce that they're jumping in the portal.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I always thought it was chaos before. Now it's like, I don't even know if I want to waste a lot of time because I don't know if you're going to work out. I don't know if you're going to play. I guess I'll pay attention when it works out for you. And maybe that sounds like a bandwagon rider, but that's all the information out there now, Mark. I'm drowning in it.
No, exactly right. And that's why. And God bless guys like Adam Mustard, Tiger, and Brian Howe,
yeah, sure,
who covered this amazingly. And I'm big fans of both of those guys. Read their stuff. But I couldn't do what they do because, you know, and maybe this is the fact that, you know, I'm older than both those guys. I've been around this business a long, long time. You know, and I think I've said on your show before, going back, you know, years and years and years ago, when the great Joe Tiller, who was a wonderful coach at Wyoming, was at Purdue when I was there. And I said, you know, I'm just a young pup reporter at the time. I'm 24 years old or whatever I was. And I said something to him about, well, you really like your class. He says, Mark, every coach likes their class. And guess what? We all talk glowingly about it. And then in August, when all of them moved to town to get ready for camp, they all shrink 2 inches and gain 2/10 in their 40 time. And half of them we never hear from ever again because they never become players. And it's just, we make such a big deal out of this. And there are some guys that we know are going to be, you know, everyone knew Travis Hunter was going to be a great player. Okay? That was a no-brainer. But the vast majority of them we don't know. You know, years ago, Brady, I did a very unscientific little study, my staff and I was at KOA in Denver. And I said, let's go back over the last 20 years of the NFL first-round draft picks, and by a very loose definition, let's kind of grade guys on whether they got a passing grade or not passing grade in the NFL. And I think our passing grade was they were a starter or a heavy contributor and had a decent career in the NFL. And it was about 50-50 at that level, right? It's got to be less than that in college athletics. But, boy, we go nuts over this stuff, and I understand it. I'm a little bit like you, though. I wait, and when spring ball happens, I look at the roster and go, okay, those are new guys. You better figure out who they are, and I'm kind of excited about seeing what they can do.
Yeah, whether that's the transfer portal or recruiting, yeah. I remember even, looking up north, you know, with Colorado State, Dallin Holker, a big name now, going to the NFL. I had no idea. I didn't know much about him. And so I'm asking at spring ball, like, hey, what's the tight end situation look like? And everybody there is quick to tell me, hey, watch out for this dude. He's going to be a stud. And then I note that. Okay, great. I'm going to note that. I'm not going to do it based off of pictures and social media. It's exciting. And if fans want to get into it, sure. But I'm not going to get on here and pretend, oh, man, that guy's going to change things.
Well, I just saw, in fact, as I mentioned to Adam, I just noticed on Adam's Twitter feed here, offensive lineman Jeremiah McCrimmon moving on for the Buffaloes. But apparently he came in as a junior college guy. He never played all season long, so I knew he was one of the big bodies there. But, that's what happens a lot of times. Now, listen, you put your trust in Coach Prime and his recruiting, department. And they're bringing all these guys in, and they're new names, and that creates excitement because they're unknowns. But we'll learn when, spring ball gets underway, when fall camp gets underway. I'm positive, they're upgrading. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're trying to upgrade everybody. That's awesome. And when I see the names coming in just like you do, awesome. They're filling needs. We're getting offensive linemen. We're getting defensive linemen, which we've desperately needed, getting some athletes elsewhere. So I'm all for it. But the analysis of it is a little bit hard to do at this point in time because we just don't know. So what I basically do in these situations, like you just mentioned, you see the stars, you see this. I look at a guy and say, okay, is he a transfer coming in? Where did he come from? Was it a quality program or at least a Power 5 program? Okay, it was. Did he play? Okay, he did. Okay, started good bit, played quite a bit, had some snaps, Pro Football Focus puts a pretty good grade on the guy. Okay, now I'm interested to see what he's going to do. But I can't go nuts over the unknown until we actually see, the performance on the practice field at least, and then we'll get a better idea about it. So as I look at this thing right now, and I see the same names coming in you do, okay, coming from quality situations, they played. They're not guys. Every once in a while you get one of those transfers, guy hasn't even seen the field. Everyone's going nuts because he came from Alabama. Mm. Well, what does that mean? I don't know because I'm not sure what kind of play is. But the guys I'm seeing were performers and performed at a high level, and so that's a very positive step in the right direction, obviously.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Buffs. I think he and I are on the exact same page when it comes to how to kind of view signing day. I wanted to get your thoughts on this guy, Jordan Seaton. That's a big name, Mark, and he was on the big, the four letter network and making his announcement, his commitment. You can talk about these guys, right, Mark?
Did he? I apologize. I haven't seen all the. Did he officially? Did you announce that he signed today?
I don't believe it's. Is it on there, Angel? I just know that there's the commitment.
If the University of Colorado has announced that he has signed his letter of intent, and I'm scrolling right now as we sit here just to make sure. And if they have announced that, I can talk about not anybody. So I'm looking back.
I don't think so. It might be one of those weird areas, Mark. We're in a weird territory.
Yeah.
I don't think you can talk about it.
Because I'm looking, and I'm just scrolling here real quick, and I haven't seen his name pop up there. So the young man you're talking about, whom I can't name, was considered one of the top tackles in America. That when it happens, and I'm confident it will, will be a very exciting thing because he's got all the intangibles. The other thing I look at, and the measurables, the other thing I look at is who's offering these guys. And if Colorado is getting a guy that's being offered by Alabama and Georgia and Texas and USC, then you go, okay, all right. Everyone sees the same things. Every once in a while, in years past, there was a guy that, Colorado's offering in Bob Screendoor U and Eastern New Mexico Tech is, you're like, okay, I'm not even sure who else saw value in this guy. And so that's the thing I like right now with Coach Prime. He's going after the top-level guys that everybody is going after, and that's a good thing.
No doubt. Can you talk about guys that committed and then took their commitment back? Can you talk about that?
Sure. Why not?
What about this? That Matthew Bedford thing.
That's a transfer guy from Indiana.
Yes. Yeah. That was an interesting one. I read his posts, kind of like you said, some of these posts are. But he talked about how great it was, amazing coaching staff, community. Thanks for their support and all that. He wrote this, which I thought was interesting. However, Upon reflection, I believe that the University of Oregon aligns perfectly with my long-term goals, and I'm thrilled. He said, basically, the Colorado organization is so amazing that I made a decision too hastily before weighing all of my options. What can you tell me about any of that stuff, Mark?
Well, that kind of stuff is always fascinating to me as well. You know, from the standpoint of, once again, what have you said? You have said that the University of Colorado and Coach Prime, what they're doing, is amazing.
Best thing ever.
Unbelievable. But I'm going to go someplace else. You know, and I just wish people would sit down with these guys and, you know, really teach them how to express themselves, for goodness sakes, right? I had great conversations with said university. As I've continued to evaluate and look at things, I think this might be my best path, right? Okay, fine. But let's be real honest about it. In this day and age, what generally happens under those circumstances? What generally happens? Hey, just be honest about it. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Oregon came in with a better NIL offer.
More money.
You know, that's generally what's going on. I'm not saying specifically to this situation. That's where we're at in college athletics right now. Is generally, right now, on a day like this, you've got people that are hastily on the phones out there trying to come up with a better package to put, even though NIL is still, by rule, not supposed to be used in that way. But that's what's happening in college athletics.
Oh, it's no question. When you see something quick like that, too, it's like, hey, I loved it there, but, you know, I was skipping some rocks by the lake the other day, and I decided Oregon's the place for me. That's the one. No, I also got like $1 million, too.
But duck landed on the water by the lake, and I took that as a sign from God that I'm supposed to be in Oregon because no buffalo walked by.
Mark, you know what? I got to apologize to you for something, too.
What's that?
I haven't done my thing this year where I'm going to ask you before each matchup which mascot would win. I didn't do that on Friday. I was at the game. I wanted to come say hi. I didn't get there till late.
Right.
And I wanted to say...
Oh, by the way, I took that as an insult.
I know, and I'm sorry. I was dressed in neutral colors, though. I think you'll appreciate that. I try to do that for other games I go to. But I should have asked you, what's winning, a buffalo / bison or a bear? What's winning?
I think the buffalo is going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how often, if you go up to, and if we spent 100 years sitting at Yellowstone, how often a grizzly bear takes down an adult buffalo. I don't know how often that happens. I don't think Brea take down calf buffaloes, but I don't think that happened. Now that'll bring us to a problem, because the game tomorrow night, their mascot is a bison as well.
Oh.
So we've got a problem there. You got to call that a draw, because we got buffs or bison on both sides here, by the way.
That's a great note by you. So yep. I got to remember to start doing this. It's a very important segment.
Hey, by the way, speaking of that kind of thing, and I just totally lost it. Who did, and by the way, what a phenomenal season by School of Mines, by the way, this season.
Yeah.
Was it Hardin? Who did they play in the championship? Was it Hardin College?
Hardin College, yes.
Did you catch that? That was kind of interesting. Now, remember, I grew up in North Dakota, North Dakota State Bison.
Yes.
Right? I worked for the Colorado Buffaloes, but they went by the Bisons, plural, with an S. Wouldn't that not be like saying mooses? Right? That is a herd of bison. It's not, you know, it's, you say there's a herd of horses, but, you don't say there's a herd of bisons. You say there's a herd of bison.
Do you think somebody made that mistake years ago, and it was like, you know, honestly, we already got the marketing stuff out there, and it's all done. All the labels have been made. I don't think anybody's going to notice.
That's probably what happened. growing up in North Dakota with a North Dakota State Bison up there, it bothered me the entire game that I was watching. I wanted to walk away and put a marker in the screen and correct this scroll on the bottom where it said bisons. No, that's not right.
No, I agree. And it's, you know what? I've learned more about you and I. You and I are bothered by pretty much the same stuff. That's true. Okay, Mark, I got to let you go. But before we
all
do
right.
The two more other important questions, because I'm not going to be here next week. Bison, buffalo, or a husky? What's winning there?
Buffalo.
Okay. A cougar or a buffalo?
Buffalo.
No, Buffalo's got that. Okay. I think that's it until next week, and then when I'm back again, I'll reload the mascots and we'll figure that out. But Buffalo so far is beating everything.
Yeah, next week we got to talk some basketball, because how about UCLA being 5-5 right now?
Yeah.
How about USC being 6-5? Pac-12's not outside of Colorado, And Utah and obviously Arizona and Washington State. Boy, the Pac-12 basketball is not very good right now.
Yeah, well, let me just say this, too, since we didn't talk a lot of hoops, but I am all in on the Eddie Lampkin thing. I know he's getting into shape and everything. Awesome. Tad talked to us a lot about that. But, man, I like – he is a fascinating dude. I like watching him play.
And I told him the other day, I said, I'm going to mic you up. I want to hear what you're talking about because he talks nonstop on the court to other people, to the crowd, to other players, the officials, to himself. He's got a running commentary that needs to be broadcast, I think. And he did tell me it's G-rated, so I think we could do it.
All right, I'm all in. You let me know. You let me know, and I'll be in. Mark, hey, Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. I'm out next week. Thank you for all you do for this show. But, you know, obviously, more importantly, what you do for the Colorado Buffaloes and bringing their stories to life, man. Nobody better.
You're very welcome. Merry Christmas as well. See you.
All right, my friend. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, 49 minutes after the hour. What did we learn? Coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Basketball is here, and Bruce is having a ball. Listen to Coach Bruce Dick on Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.